the medical school.
Loser ball. Loser ball.
All right, Howard. Cut left. Cut right. Low post. High post.
Got him.
Whoa. All right, get him. Get him.
Man, you ran into the wall. That's not a foul. That's stupidity.
That's a foul.
Get out of here.
Blood, no blood. Blood, no blood, no foul.
Fellas, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
I want you guys to meet a living legend here.
Cliff, don't do that to me.
This is Coach Bill Barry from Philadelphia. When I played in the City League, this was my coach.
Mr. Barry, it's nice to meet you. My dad's been talking about you for years.
Seen some pretty impressive moves out here.
And you guys pay attention to what he says because he's helped a lot of hoodlums like yourself.
My dad used to be on Coach Barry's team when they won the championship. My dad scored the winning basket.
Your father told you that?
Yeah.
Well, he did play in the game. But as I recall, when the winning shot was made, he was sitting next to me on the bench.
I made the shot from the bench?
Dr. Huxtable, do you want to play with us?
You can show your old coach some of your moves.
Come on, Dad, play.
No, I didn't bring Coach Barry down here to watch me play basketball. You guys go ahead.
I'd love to see you play.
Why not? You know you want to do it.
We'll take it easy on you. Real easy.
Yeah, Pop.
Come on.
Grandpa.
Fellas, you'll never get him to play.
Aw, why not?
Because he played in a game recently that kind of soured him on basketball.
What could have possibly soured you on basketball?
But nothing. It's just that, you know, it's cold out. Come on, I'll buy you a cup of tea.
But Dad, I'll tell the fellas when you guys go inside.
You'll tell them nothing. Now, wait a minute, Coach. I thought that it was me who scored the winning basket in the championship game.
Cliff, we were behind by 1 point with 10 seconds to go. I would never put you in the game in a situation like that.
But why is it that I remember making the winning basket?
You did.
I did.
But before I sat you on the bench, you had gotten the rebound and fell on your face hard. The ball hit the floor, bounced up, and went into the other team's basket. The other team came over and shook your hand.
Now, how could you be so old and remember all that?
Oh, these young guys can't keep up with them.
Oh. Yeah, please, I don't even want to hear about it. You're 24 years old. What do you mean, young guys?
But, you know, I'm playing with 18-year-olds. This is rough.
Let me tell you something. An 18-year-old and a 24-year-old, the same age. Your lungs are pink, your arteries are pumping, heart is pumping, and you have an abundance of saliva.
Can you sit down? You know, Dad, I feel bad that those guys were, you know, ribbing you like that outside. I really do. But, you know, what exactly was it that soured you in basketball? You can tell me. It won't go any further than this room. Zip the lip.
Nothing soured me, per se, on basketball. I just don't want to play it anymore.
Dad, don't you think it would be a good idea to share it with someone who could understand?
Nothing happened. Now get out of here. Go play some basketball until you get my age.
I'm going. Just, you know, if you want to talk, you know where I am. I'm out there. Anytime, then.
Now that he's gone, what did sour you on basketball?
Your face. Hey.
Dad, this book is great. It has pictures of you in it playing ball when you were young. How come you never showed this to us?
How come I never showed it to you? This book, I've had this book out about 100 times. I've said to every child in the house, look, come, look at Dad. Here's some old pictures of Dad playing basketball and football. Oh, we gotta go. Pew, 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 pew. I had it on the table there. You know what you guys did? Put your drinks on top of it.
Ooh, is this you, Dad? Number 7?
Yeah.
You were pretty good looking back then. You had big ears.
It's the haircut, dear.
No, it's not the haircut. You just had big ears. Did your ears get smaller as you got older?
Take your hands off my ears, please.
Well, I guess your head got bigger. Ooh, I like this picture, number 10. He has fine legs. Mm-hmm. Nice ears, too. I'd play in a game with him anytime. Yeah.
Vanessa, this man is 52 years old.
Turn the page. Hey, I like this picture even better.
Oh, well, see, this is your father, and we're playing street football. We're playing in front of the house.
How come you don't let us play in the street? I'm waiting.
This is in the 50s, see? In 1950-something or other. And there were no cars at that time.
In the 1950s, there were cars. And as a matter of fact, there was a Russian satellite named Sputnik.
That is absolutely correct. And you know what? The Sputnik came down. And they said, well, what if a Sputnik came down and exploded? There would be pieces of it all over the place and would probably hurt little boys playing football. So they took all the children off the street from that point on. There you go.
Mrs. Berry.
Bill, honey.
Yeah.
Claire has a videotape of a game that Cliff played in just last month.
Is that right?
Oh, I don't think Dad wants anyone to see that tape. He was really out of shape.
It's all right. I don't mind rolling the tape. It's just that dinner is so close, so we ought to go to have something to eat.
We have time.
Hmm? Come on, show the tape. Cliff, I want to see the hammer in action.
Yes, the hammer. That's what they used to call your father back in the good old days. Because when he fouled someone, they stayed fouled.
I think your father's nickname should have been the stomach. My husband, Bill, used to bring all the boys over after the game, and I had food ready. Cliff out-ate the entire team. That's why we never had children of our own, because after Cliff, we couldn't afford to feed.
No, let me tell you something on your husband, see. First of all, after every game we were showering, he would come and he said, now, fellas, please don't forget to get in the car with me because I need you guys. If you guys don't come home, my wife doesn't cook for me. I think all that talk about food has made me hungry. I'm ready.
You're not hungry. You just don't want us to see this tape.
What tape is it?
See, a group of doctors at the hospital got together and challenged a group of lab technicians to a game of basketball. The doctors were Cliff's age. The lab technicians were 20 years younger. And all women.
You played women?
I happen to have it right here. I could just put the...
I don't think it's necessary to play that, dear.
Dad, take it like a man.
Why don't you go outside and play with Sputnik? Listen, I'm not going to run this whole thing because we're going to have dinner. So I'll just fast forward the
thing.
Thank
you. I'll take care of this. Don't worry. I'll be fair.
Who made the tape?
The audiovisual department at the hospital. Cliff offered him $100 to burn the tape. Okay, here we have the men warming up.
Yeah, all right, Dad.
Looking pretty good there, Cliff.
Yeah.
You can tell us the old hammer moves coming back.
Now, I don't know what Cliff is doing here. Maybe you can tell me, Coach.
That's a passing drill. You do it just the way I taught you.
Thank you.
See, whenever the first team was practicing, I'd have your dad do this drill.
He never missed the wall once.
Now, here comes the other team.
Huh? Wow!
All right. Women. Now, I want you to look at the men's faces when they see the other team, knowing that they have already won the game. But the doctors have their shining moments. Look, now.
Ball practice. Mm-hmm. Zap, bap, boom, zonk, two. All right.
Nice teamwork there, Cliff.
What? No, I never touched the ball.
There you go. They use you just like I did.
Well, take a look at this.
Hey, Wally. Uh-huh. Check it out.
Yeah, go, huh? Dad.
There you go. And all right.
Dad, you missed the shot.
It wasn't a shot. To see, you don't know anything about basketball. That was a pass. See, I was, no, back the thing up. Please, back it up. Back it up. All right. Here I am. Now run it forward. I'm running in. I see the man cut. I make the pass on the backboard. Follow up. Right. Bam.
Looks like a shot to me.
Let's go to some of your dad's great moments.
Thank you. Yes. There I am.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Here you go. Zom. Look. Wait, let's go to dinner.
No, no. I'm going to fast forward to another bright moment in the sun.
Okay.
All right. Now, this is a good moment for Cliff. Watch this.
Watch, check it out. There. Well, he should have gone in. We gave it back to me now. No. She fouled me. She fouled me, and the ref didn't call anything.
Yes!
Now, do me a favor. Now, don't. Are there any good moments?
I thought that was one. Here, let's try
right.
This one.
All right. Check me out.
I don't know where
check
we
me
are,
out.
But okay.
Check me out. Still.
Oh, yeah, this is good. Now, this is
still
good.
There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah!
Now!
But, now.
Showboat! Showboat!
Well, that's okay. Whenever Cliff got a basket, we all celebrated.
He had some great moments. It didn't last.
Yeah.
Now watch the pass.
Yeah.
Watch the pass, Coach. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Wow.
Didn't have to slow down. Right in there.
Great pass. See, the passing drill paid off.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, moving ahead here.
Please.
All right.
Rebound going down.
Here we
go.
There you go.
Now, somebody move the basket on me.
So after that shot, the team decided to put Cliff where they thought he'd be most useful.
No. I'm taking a rest.
Oh, come on now.
Can we go to dinner, please?
Wait a minute now. The best is yet to come. Yes, the women are fierce.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. They
oh.
Are.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Spectacular play. Now, this is the kind of team I'd like to coach.
You know, you can go home now.
Sometimes it looked like Cliff was playing for the women.
Uh-oh. All right,
yes, all just right. Give her the ball.
Right. Well, she was, I couldn't see it.
Now, wait a minute. Now, how tall was she that you couldn't have blocked that shot?
Well, 4'1 or something. I was trying to guide my...
Now, I want to show you what happens at the sound of the buzzer in the first half. Watch carefully.
Well, she was in my way.
She wasn't in your way. Claire, show me that again in slow motion.
Yes, mate.
No, no, you don't have to.
Let's
see. See? You pushed that child.
Yeah, but you should have heard the nasty things she said about my wife.
Oh.
Now, we will move ahead.
Please.
Yeah,
me. Check it out. All right, up with the jump.
That was your dying duck shot.
Yeah.
Okay, now look at this.
Yeah.
Starting to get pitiful.
Yeah.
Holy fake. Yeah.
Yeah, but she made the layup with the wrong hand.
I'm going to mercifully push forward to the fourth quarter. I want you to see what kind of shape the men were in. Now, can you tell me? Is the man playing offense, defense, or is he on a 5-minute break?
Or does he care?
All right, the audiovisual department has strung some shots together so we can see what the last 3 minutes of the game were.
Well, that just strained dinner.
Oh. Yes! Oh. Yes. What now?
Good.
this is not fair.
You're
They're
right.
Making it look like we never shot.
You didn't. The men are frustrated, especially the hammer. All right.
You deserve that, Cliff.
I'll spare you the final score. Let's go to the
next. Yes!
Yay!
Cliff, I really enjoyed that tape. You should be proud of yourself. As usual, you gave 110% of yourself.
Well, thank you, Coach. Because I owe it all to you.
All I did was try to work with what God gave you. And God wanted you to be a doctor.
Well, good night, dear.
Good night? I'm not tired.
Well, why don't you get a paper or something?
Getting a paper was not what I had in mind.
I'm just still thinking about how bad I looked in that tape.
Honey, don't be depressed because some women beat you at a game of basketball.
It isn't losing to women. It's just that I to think about myself at age 16, running up and down the court, and then to see myself at 51 not running up and down the court, but thinking back to that 16-year-old boy, he was a heck of a boy.
Yes, he was. I saw you at 16. You were something to behold.
I'm telling you, I had set everything in my mind at age 51 that I wasn't going to jump. And you saw when I made that layup, I was only this high. But I made a mistake. After I made the basket, and I ran down court real fast, and I was pumping, doing like this. And when I got down the other end, and I stopped, I mean, my body, my lungs, my legs, everything said, "What do you think you're doing?" I stood there, and the woman stole the ball from me. Now, ordinarily, if you would steal a ball from the hammer would chase you all the way down. And even if you were ahead and you were going up, the hammer would catch you and foul you in a way that you would never want. Even if you took the ball from the hammer, you would give it back to him. And that woman took that ball away from me, and I was so tired. I stood there and I just watched her dribble down. She made the basket. And you know what I said to justify it? Ain't nothing but 2 points. I tell you, you saw me when I was 16. You know what that 16-year-old boy was like. The hammer.
You were the hammer.
Yes.
And you were great. You know, my favorite game that I ever saw you play was against the Mount Airy Badgers.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Sure do. Bunky Rhodes and
Bunky
all the
Rhodes.
Guys.
Bunky Rhodes stole the ball from T. Parham.
Yeah.
Sonny Hill stole it from him. You stole it from Sonny Hill.
Yeah.
And Claude Grosso stole it from you. Anyway, you got up and you were mad. So you walked over and took the ball from Philip Howe, who was just standing there. To this day, we do not know what Philip was doing standing
Well,
there.
He was known to sleep a lot just standing up.
And you started to dribble.
Look out.
Down the court.
Down the court.
And standing there in front of the basket.
Hello.
Was Bozo the Wall Walker.
That's right. That's right.
6 feet, 10 inches, 239 pounds of arms.
Mm-hmm. And the coach would put him in front of the basket and say, "Now, Bozo, anybody that comes up to you, eat him." I stopped my dribble at the foul line. And I knew he was there. And I took off in the air, had the ball in this hand. went around my back twice. Still in the air. And came with the right hand and shot. And that's all I remember.
You made the basket.
I did.
The reason you don't remember, honey, is because you got knocked out. You won the game by 1 point.
That must be the game I keep talking about that the coach doesn't remember. Ball we used to have sometimes, yeah. But that's what it's all about, isn't it? Memories.
Which is why you ought to come over here right now so we can make a memory.
You know, I think you're absolutely correct, because what it's all about is what you do now, isn't it?
Yes.
No matter how old you are.
Yes.
Like you could be 72 and make a memory for tomorrow.
You see?
Or even 2 minutes from now.
You see?
And if we're careful, we could have a good time right now,
mm-hmm.
and that'll be a memory, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
I'm going to turn out the light.
Please do that, because memories are oftentimes much better in the dark.
Now, don't hurt yourself.
For a studio audience.